Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches,
all
bitches,
right.
You already fucked.
Oh, shit, let me turn this off.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Joe.
Okay, you ready, Mills Alive? Okay, we live now. Wait a minute. Turn my shit down. Tay. Where is your banner?
I don't think I can put it up there, but Dean be putting mine up. What's your cash app? Okay, let me see if I can do. I know I'm supposed to be able to put it on there. Let's see. Let me see if I can put it on there. Oh no, I'm gonna put it here. Good for you, brother. Wait a minute. Shante Parker?
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Is it up there? There you go, nigga. Shante Parker. Yeah, okay. All right, man. So let's get started, man. You know, motherfuckers is on here. Hey, you guys, you blessed, goddamn. Me and Shante here together. All you guys be talking that shit, here this nigga is, so we gonna kick it. It's time. And remember, call in to the... Wait a minute. I got to put this one back up there. Call in. Yeah, call in to that show right there. That's the number, 845-277-9263. Man, I've been trying to get you, Tay. You know, motherfucker just be busy, man. What's up, man?
Yeah,
hey, talking shit and swallowing spit. That's right, nigga. Hey, but hey, where you get that flick at, man, with that medallion on?
Before we get started, you know, I've been telling a lot of young men coming to town that, you know, it's on the stuff track, something that's all gonna be, right? So my three different young people
wait, Tay, wait. Tay.
Preaching about confidence for the hell of motherfucking years. You know, I didn't live this shit. All the shit I be talking, I didn't live. This nigga didn't live it too. He don't live what the fuck I be saying, but he didn't live the same kind of shit, same kind of confidence. And I don't know about him, but I didn't start out this way. Actually, you know, it was really different with me. I was little and I was scary. All my motherfucking brothers, you know, they just wasn't having that scary shit. I had like 5 older brothers and 1 younger brother. And once they found out what the nigga was scared of, they made sure some kind of way they brought it to you. And you ain't gonna be scared. So what I'm saying, Tay, is everything that we learned it because of people like, let's say, my older brother, your older brother, the older niggas in the hood. You can't hear me.
You going back down, you went back up, you went back down again. I mean, I'm sure they can hear you, but I can't hear you.
I can hear your motherfucking ass clear. God, hold on, man. Oh, shit. You know what? Let me see if I use my sound is low. How the fuck my sound low? Hold on. Man, my sound loud in the motherfucker. That's too loud.
Yo, there you go. I can hear you now.
You can hear me for sure.
Yeah.
Man, I can't hear my shit. That motherfucking loud. You still can hear me, Tay?
Yeah, they just said that they can hear you loud. They said, yeah, the volume is low.
Man,
I can hear you loud, though.
So the thing, what I want to get to is, you know, we had motherfucker Trump, nigga, you shaking your head and went down again. That might be my microphone, man. I might need to use, I got these right here, but I don't fucking know how to use these motherfuckers, man. Never mind, man. Fuck it. But, Tate, how did you get checked before you was in the game, Mr. Before you was in the game? You know, the older dudes check you, make sure you do the right thing, and make sure you wasn't a punk about Valentine's Day and whatever, little shit like that?
I had six uncles. You know, and they was already, you know, my uncles was already grown and shit, man. And they wouldn't let us be a punk about nothing. You know, I'll never forget that. All six of them took me and my brother to the beach. But we couldn't swim for shit. Man, he put us on our shoes. It's your lady, man. You know, we put us out for the first time. Like, right here. It just, you put all these shoes on you. This motherfucker was.
Yeah, see, I got five older brothers and one younger brother, and none of them was going for the punk shit. And that's what, I don't know if they do that still today, Tay. I mean, and what I'm trying to, what we, I'm, hey, you guys, we going to be talking about fucking a bitch. But we, you know, we ain't finna tell you how to fuck a bitch or nothing, but we finna show tell you about fucking a bitch. Because what I'm saying is you got to learn shit. And you can't be scared to ask. I remember when it came time to fucking a bitch, my first experience was Valentine's Day, and I'm making my this broad a Valentine's Day card, because back then you used to make the Valentine's Day card. So I'm making it, and I didn't know I, huh? I'm echoing and I'm lost. Is this motherfucker on? No, this motherfucker ain't on. The echo. Man, it must be because I got you, because I got my things on the same motherfucking that it's always on. What kind of fucking echo? Let's see. What about Tay? You can hear me now? You motherfuckers just gonna have to deal with it, because I don't really know what that is, man. And that's just gonna keep my goddamn Jack O'Man vibes. Fuck you. That motherfucker said Steve the Dean to the rest. Fuck that motherfucker, man. Hey, you guys, so, okay, you know what, I think I just got to stay in the mic. I hate this shit. Wait a minute, maybe I can move the mic to like this here and make this motherfucker. No, that ain't gonna work either. Hey, so let's just go, man. What I'm saying, let me back to my little story. What I'm saying is, my brother, he started laughing because of the corny shit I was saying. He said, man, I don't know what to say. He said, when you see it, just tell her she look good. So the next day, you know, when, because my dad owned the gas station, everybody used to come up there to buy the pops and shit. The next day when they was coming up there, my brother said there, she's going to go over there and tell her. And I said, man, I don't know what to say. That nigga hit me in the back of the head so hard, he cut me. Just cut me right in the back of the head. Boy, go over there and tell her that she just looked good and you got a Valentine's Day card for her tomorrow. Tell you, I went over there and did that. And that bitch starts smiling. Nigga and I got me some pussy the next day. I'm not talking about how well I did, but I sure did get some pussy just doing what my brother said do. And I learned that you can't be scared. You know, that's just something I learned. You know what I'm talking about? Oh shit. Tay, you on your phone? Is you on your phone? I hear some echo shit coming. It ain't coming. It ain't on me. Man, this is crazy. Gotta be something I'm doing, man. You know what, man? You know what? This is what I'm gonna do.
Bitch already know you ain't fucking with me. You ain't no motherfucking truth. So she wants to be fucking somebody. Say that's why you want to be on the street. Oh, you know what I'm saying? 5 weeks.
Okay. Oh. I heard I'm muted. Hello? I'm not. Hello? I have a question. Okay, my question is, what is the difference between... I can't hear you on your end, but the question is, what's the difference between a pimp and a hoe and a boyfriend and a girlfriend relationship? Okay.
They don't have to deal with it.
Yes, I hear you.
Okay, well, what do you think about it?
I think it's I got my answer. I got what I wanted, so. I was just curious.